What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I'll be teaching you guys how to use AI. AI can be used for many things, but one of the things they specialize at is to make people happy. And it can be a great use for businesses as well. They can make customers happy as well as the business. Alright. There's a tendency to glorify AI and make it sound like it's going to take over the world. NLX was born in 2018 with the mission of helping companies transform customer contact into personalized self-service. So along the way, I've learned that means to be a people-first leader. To always take the human approach with your products and customers. So when it comes to a product or service-related problem, the issue is not always your ability to solve it, but the utility of a fix. Organizing and simplifying AI, you wanted to make it easy for non-technical clients to be able to take charge and build applications their users truly need. People like feeling empowered. Furthermore, we've made conscious choice to not build our own conversational AI model because their multi-trillion dollar companies heavily invested in doing just that. Instead, we ask ourselves, how do you manage content in tens of languages while streamlining integration for better automation? What drove products 5 years ago is coming to pass, and putting technologies up against each other may not provide solutions. This is why, for instance, we don't lock in unhappy customers in multi-year contracts, use pay-as-you-go pricing instead of the tied pricing that is the norm. Stick to human-oriented design and solutions. It will help you focus on what's truly important as you build your products, and that will set you apart. Creating value-driven cultures. So, I realized that people leave jobs for 3 reasons. They weren't paid well, they didn't feel respected, and they didn't have engaging work to do. In building any company's culture, really, we have to make a point to not make these mistakes, and the results have been extraordinary for companies that made these changes. To an external investor, perhaps saying, if saving a few $1,000s by letting a resource leave might sound right, but as a founder, only you can know the real cost of losing a great colleague. Your team imbibing and embracing the values you encourage will carry the day. These values will extend to your customers through the experiences that are created for them. Building customer-oriented companies. Instead of thinking about what technology you can offer your customers today, focus on the experience and work backward from the ideal solution. Doing this allows you to break the pattern of what the status quo provides. It helps you truly innovate on behalf of the end user, your customer, your platform, and your industry. What we have learned is that customers and companies want solutions, and when they're struggling with a problem, telling them about a new tool or a latest transcription feature may not be the same thing as actually giving them a solution. We found that one of the top 3 reasons people call call centers is to reset passwords. Everyone assumes this is easy to do on a website, and yet customers always struggle because it's hard to automate resets over voice instruction. Example, the customer needs to go uppercase A, lowercase B, 00, etc. It's the same with automating airline bookings. My last name is really long, and there are millions of other people out there with non-regular sounding last names. Going to the status quo of the tech today with such cases does not work. It's hard to capture last names and booking codes that such that are transcribed correctly. In building solutions for such use cases, I decided to work backward. If that means building multimodal capabilities to transcend channels and go beyond the boundaries of traditional automation, we have to do it. If you pay attention to your metrics and listen to your customers, they'll tell you what they really want. Visualize an ideal or a delightful way in which a user would like a problem solved, and then build them on an automated solution. It's easy to get excited when you get a big customer and sad when opportunities don't pan out for you. The emotional oscillation can get unhealthy, so know your value and stay steady. Celebrate the smallest milestones, but also cherish the things that don't work out. They always show you new paths to explore, and every mistake makes you stronger. This is the end of my episode, and I hope you guys had a great listen. If you did, hit the like, subscribe, and share button. And I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.